On August 15th, Haynes voters will check a yes or no box on three ballots. They will decide whether Assembly members Heather Lendy, Tom Morfitt, and Tresham Gregg should be recalled. The three are accused of misconduct in office.
This town's always been split on lots of different issues, but since this Assembly has been in, you've never seen it so split like this before.
Ryan Cook is one of the leaders of the Haynes recall. He ran for Borough Assembly last October, but lost to Tom Morfitt and Heather Lendy. He says as soon as they were seated, the new Assembly didn't seem to follow the correct public process or listen to the majority of residents.
We had given them a chance to at least slow down and learn the process of being on the Assembly and not have such a personal agenda, and they don't get it.
They did make some controversial decisions right off the bat. Morfitt proposed a referendum on the harbor expansion project, which didn't end up happening. The Assembly fired manager Bill Seward. That decision, in a way, helped the recall get to this stage. Seward sought legal action against the borough and in the process gained access to Assembly emails. That's where the recall sponsors got some of their evidence.
It's hard to find the evidence, that's what I said, of the ones that there was a couple that we wanted to run with more or something, but you couldn't find all those hard evidence to really keep the full proof of it. You know, that was the hard part. And then you get the ones with the emails back and forth and you have that proof right there on paper. Then that's a lot easier to prove.
So it's like trying to find something that stuck enough to qualify.
Yes.
There are two claims that stuck. All three Assembly members are accused of violating the Alaska Open Meetings Act. Lendy and Morfitt are accused of coercing a subordinate for personal or financial benefit.
They're not true, and they're really sort of odd.
That's just a grasping at straws.
The recall is bunk.
That's Lendy, Gregg, and Morfitt. All of them say the recall is baseless. But Haynesboro attorney Brooks Chandler said essentially it doesn't matter if the claims are true or not. That's up to voters. Chandler said municipal clerks should only judge whether the allegations constitute misconduct in office. If they do, then they qualify as grounds for recall. One accusation stems from an email from Gregg to Lendy. Gregg asks Lendy not to support a piece of the Haynes Harbor project up for Assembly approval. He says, "Tom and Ron and I are against it," referring to two other Assembly members. The allegation is that four Assembly members had serial meetings and violated open meetings laws. Here's Gregg.
I don't think that, you know, one email where we were asking for support on a particular issue is, violating the Open Meetings Act. And in the end, actually, nobody voted for it, so except for me. So I don't know. It seems pretty trivial.
The other claim is that Morfitt and Lendy coerced Police Chief Heath Scott for their financial benefit. At the time, Scott was limiting the information in the police blotter. Morfitt and Lendy voiced their objection to this. Apparently, the two Assembly members' protests raised concerns for Scott. He emailed the interim borough manager, citing code about misuse of an official position. He pointed out Morfitt and Lendy's media affiliations. Morfitt owned the local paper at the time, and Lendy writes obituaries for it. The blotter is published in the paper. Morfitt says the idea that he coerced Chief Scott is absurd.
Is that coercion? Me saying the public should have a public document? I said that the public should have access to what the police are doing. I don't think that's a recallable act.
Lendy also disputes that her statements amounted to coercion, but she has a bigger concern. She thinks the acrimony of the recall could be detrimental to Haynes' reputation and economy.
Nobody wants to go to dinner with hosts that are fighting bitterly. You don't want to sit in the room with them. And so why would you choose to live in a community where people are just brutal to each other.
Morfitt says he wasn't surprised by the recall because it's not the first Haynes has gone through. There was one in 1993 and another in 2011.
Recalls are part of the contentiousness of this community. They're a historical part of what we do here. What disappoints me about the recall and what I think hurts about the recall is that it so erodes the likelihood that so many that of great people running for office.
Cook's response, the recall shouldn't scare away candidates who plan to follow the law. He says it's been difficult, but he's never doubted that it was the right thing to do.
I've lost friends over the recall. Haven't talked to them in months, but I've gained friends too. Like I said, I still got thank you today for what we're doing.
Don Turner Jr., the main sponsor of the recall, has declined repeated requests for an on-tape interview. Other sponsors did not return calls for comment. More than 270 people signed the recall petitions. A special election is set for August 15th. Borough Clerk Julie Causey estimates it will cost taxpayers about $5,500. If the recall is successful, Haynes will be voting for all six assembly seats in October. Two members resigned over the last couple months, leaving temporary appointees in their place. One member whose term is up is not running for re-election. And if Lendy, Gregg, and Morfitt are replaced by appointees, those seats will be up for grabs as well. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.